Deepen intimacy, and how can we actively remove the blocks to intimacy, and how can we go home unto our own nature and really foster in other people their gifts and talents and intimacy in their own relationships and intimacy with their own true nature. And we conclude with the third theme in this program with what fosters creativity in the second half of life? And looking mythically, we have two invaluable resources that are maps for us in the second half of life, how we can evoke the nine muses, which are really the source of inspiration for our creativity, and how we can manifest our creativity in a way that leaves a legacy and involves service. The other invaluable resource and map that we have in the second half of life that's been totally laid out for us in Greek mythology is the 12 labors of Hercules. For me, I find this an exciting exploration in how to live well and die well in the second half of life. In exploring these three themes, we have an opportunity to really live well with substance, depth, beauty, character, integrity, and courage. I find that the second half of life offers us an invitation that's exciting and irrefusable if we will take the task to heart. Mary Oliver, in one of her poems, raises a question that I'd like to start with as we explore generativity. She says, "What is it that you want to do with the one wild, precious thing called your life?" Globally, right now, we face a crisis in character and weak-heartedness. And many of the indigenous peoples of the world say that where we are today is a result of not paying homage to our ancestors. Their belief is that our ancestors stand behind us, that the male ancestors stand behind us, the great-grandfather, the grandfather, the father, the teacher, the lover, the mate, the male ancestry stands behind us on our left, whereas our female ancestry stands behind us on our right, the great-grandmother, the grandmother, the mother, the teacher, the lover, the mate, the aunt, the sister. They stand behind us saying, "Oh, maybe this is the one who will bring forward the good, true, and beautiful for all the past generations and the generations to come. Oh, maybe this is the one that will break all the harmful family patterns and all the harmful cultural patterns. Oh, maybe this one will be the one." And we are the one. Who is it that I'd like to call on that would assist me with my life dream, my life calling? Generativity is the principle of being able to generate and to stand tall in my long, tall body and deep roots and bring forward my gifts and talents into the world and begin to drop my shrouds of insufficiency. So let's take a moment and think about the ancestors, those who have paved the way for us, and to think about who we might be standing behind when we become an ancestor spirit who has left this earth. Although many of the indigenous peoples also believe that between midnight and 2 o'clock in the morning, the ancestors walk the veil between the worlds. They come to help us with our life dream, our life calling, our capacity to generate, our capacity to pass on what it is that we know, our capacity to mentor, our capacity to coach, our capacity to be teachers and learners together. So what is it that we want to do with the one wild, precious thing called our life? Where is it that we've been dreaming together? The world needs our dreams, our life calling. The world needs our gifts and talents to come forward into the world, to take our place, to bring our medicine to the sweet face.